妈妈今天晚上要接上去看撒摩尔记的19章。
And that would continue to look at 1 Samuel chapter 19.
那么我们看到当大卫把乌利亚杀了把乌利亚杀了以后
After David killed Goliath,
那么他回到以色列人的中间是大受欢迎。
When he came back to the Israelites, he was being held highly among them.
那神也让他在以色列中作为他恩典的出口。
And God let David be the channel for God's grace.
但是大卫在这一个时候
But at this time David
虽然他在外面能让神借着他来做工
Even though on the outside God can use him to do work
但是在他里头他生命仍然算是很薄弱的。
But inside of him, his life is still shallow,
young,
still the same,
still young.
Yeah.
对属灵的认识和对他自己在神面前该有的追求，他还是不能说很清楚。
And he was not certain about the heart of God towards him and also his spiritual pursuit.
因此从那个时候开始神就让大卫遇到扫罗的对付
Therefore God let him David came upon the dealing by Saul
那神又借着扫罗来造就大卫
And God used Saul to edify David
借着扫罗给他制造的许多的难处来催促大卫的生命成长
From the difficulties that Saul put on him God let him learn the lessons
因为当人在外面成功的时候
Because when man succeed on the outside
很容易就在外面的成功的里头迷失了方向
And in this exterior success They're easy to take to lose hold of their direction.
他只看见他成功
They can only see their success.
没有看见他的神面前的缺陷
And they do not see their shortcoming before God.
所以神容让大卫给扫罗来对付
Therefore God allowed David to be dealt with by Saul.
神没有让他很快的就坐上以色列的宝座
God did not let David sit on the throne of Israel that quick.
所以当扫罗跟大卫两个人摆在一起的时候
So when Saul and David are put together
我们看见那个关系真是很微妙啊
We see that their relationship was certainly very amazing
一个是坐宝座的但是神已经把他废掉
One was sitting on the throne but God already rejected him
一个是神已经高立的但是神还没有给他宝座
and the other was anointed by God already but he wasn't sitting on the throne yet
那说他们两个人摆在一起的时候
and when we put them together
如果我们看扫罗我们就看见人的自己
when we see Saul we see man's nature
如果我们看大卫我们就看见一个生命成长的过程
When we see David, we see the process of the maturing of life.
因为像大卫已经接受了高利，但是却没有宝座。
Because David received the anointing already, but he wasn't sitting on the throne.
同时还在那一个他已经知道神废弃了他的王的下面来学顺服的功课。
And he was learning lessons of submission under the king, which he knew that God has.Forsaken and rejected already.
我们感谢神
We thank our Lord.
神称大卫是合他心意的人
God said that David was one who's after his heart.
我们确实看见大卫在 一定的范围里面，他的确是很合神的心意。
We see that under certain boundaries, David was indeed living under the heart of God.
最低限度，他在顺服神的安排的事上，他实在是合神的心意。
And on the least, we see that in the lesson of submission to God, he was living under God's guidance.
神让他有受高利的经历，但是还要不再被废弃的扫罗的下边。
And God let David have the experience of the anointing being the king and also being submitting under the king.
那么我们看到十九章的时候，
When we look at chapter 19,
那我们就更清楚地看到，
We can clearly see.
如果我们看扫罗是表明人的肉体，
If we see Saul as representing the flesh of man,
大卫是表明属灵的生命
and David was a symbol of the spiritual life.
那么加拉太书上所说的从来都是血气的逼迫属灵的
Just as the book of Galatians tells us, it's those in the flesh who's persecuting those in the spirit.
那么在他们两个人的身上就很明确的可以看到这个了
And in these two persons, we can clearly see this matter.
但是神虽然允许那个属血气的去逼迫那属灵的
even though we see that God allows one of the flesh to persecute the one of the spirit
但是神也有他的界限
but God has his boundaries
他允许大卫受逼迫
he allows David to be persecuted
但是他不允许大卫受伤害
he allows David to be harmed
他允许扫罗做许多愚昧的事
He allowed Saul to commit many foolish things
但是他不允许扫罗伸出手来越过神的界限
But he did not allow Saul to extend his hand beyond his boundary
那所以我们往以后看的时候我们越过要看到这样的一件事
As we look onward later on we see thatThis became even clearer.
那我们看到十九章的时候
When we look at chapter 19
一开始我们就看到扫罗定下了心意要把大卫除掉
At the beginning of chapter 19 you see that Saul was committed to get rid of David
但是这个时候
But at this time
他的儿子约拿单就说话了
His son Jonathan spoke
他说大卫并没有什么跟你过不去啊
and he said that there's nothing that David is wrong with you
并且大卫实在是很向着你的忠心啊
and David is indeed loyal and devoted to you
他也为着以色列民来征战叫众民的得益处啊
and he fought for the Israelites so that all the people can be benefited
他没有伤害你你为什么要杀他呢
and he did notharm you, so why do you want to harm him?
好像扫罗听得进这个话
Seems like Saul could take all these words in
哎呀他就说对了我不应该这样做
Therefore he said that that's true, I shouldn't do that to him
他就告诉约拿单说我不会再要杀大卫了
So therefore Saul told Jonathan thatHe shall not be put to death.
是，他可以这样说。
True that Saul can say these things.
但是他里面却不是这样。
But inside of him is a different matter.
因为一个活在肉体里边的人，那个极度的心思是非常非常的不容易拿掉。
One who's living under the flesh, it's very hard for his jealousy to be taken away.
但神是要借着扫罗来造就大卫
So we know that God wants to use Saul to edify the discipline David
所以神也没有拦阻扫罗那个恶念继续的出现
Therefore God did not hold back Saul's evil thoughts
那么正好那个时候非利士人不住的来骚扰以色列
That time the Philistines continually was against the Israelites.
又是大卫出去征战。
And it was David who went out to fight against the Philistines.
那非利士人就给打败。
The Philistines were defeated.
但是很有意思。
It's a very meaningful point.
当大卫在那里带着得胜回来的时候，
When David came back with victory,
圣经的记载就立刻就提到那个恶魔又来到扫罗的身上。
The scripture records that an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul.
这里我们看到有一件属灵的事实。
Here we see a spiritual fact.
我们必须要追求的是，
and we must pursue after spiritual overcoming or victory.
我们不能失败。
We cannot be defeated.
但是每当我们有一次的得胜，
whenever we have a victory,
那也就是说要会引进更厉害的一次的征战，
which means that we are led into even greater warfare.
神也允许这些事情发生，
and God allows these to happen upon us.
为的要借着这样的征战，把他所要选召的人带往更成长。
So that under these warfare, God wants to bring those who are chosen to a more a place that they seek after the Lord even more.
就是我们承认我们的天然的里头有一个惰性。
And we know that in our nature there's contrary thing or negative thing.
什么时候我们有一点点的得胜？
Whenever we have a little bit of victory.
那我们就感觉得我们是得胜，
and we feel that we indeed are victorious.
好像那一次的得胜就保证了我以后能长久的得胜。
Seems like that one time victory would guarantee my victory from then on.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这个是错觉。
But this is a false impression.
属灵的事没有这样的。
Spiritual matters, aren't like that.
不错，我们得救了，我们那个得救是有保证的。
It's correct that when we are saved, our salvation has a guarantee.
但是在我们成长的过程的里面，一次的得胜并不保证我们下一次也一定得胜。
So in our spiritual maturation, one victory does not mean that we will gain another victory after that.
神只是告诉我们。
God only tells us,
你得胜了。
When you have that victory,
你必须准备迎接第二次更厉害的征战。
And you must come upon a second time in which the warfare gets even greater.
我们读以弗所书第六章的时候，
When we read Ephesians chapter 6,
那里有这样的一句话是很耐人寻味的。
And there's a verse in the chapter that is truly considered that we should consider.
他说在征战当中啊，你要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And that in your warfare and in the spiritual warfare that you must put on your full armor.
这样你成就了一切还能站立得住。
That you may be able to stand firm, and having done everything, you should stand firm.
那弟兄姊妹，你看呢？这里的话就是这样说：你成就了一切，你得胜了。
Having done everything, you gain victory.
但是得胜了，还不能算数。
But gaining the victory, is not the end.
你必须。在你得胜过了以后，你仍然站住。
After the victory, you need to stand firm.
属灵的征战常常是这样。
Spiritual warfare, many times are like that.
我们失败不是在我们感觉软弱的时候。
We falter not when we feel we are weak.
在真正的过程的当中，我们越感觉自己软弱，我们失败的可能是越少。
In the spiritual warfare, whenever we feel we are weak, your defeat will be less.
什么时候我们失败的机会会增高呢？
When is our chance of defeat would be greater?
就在你得胜的时候。
That is when you gain victory.
那当你得胜的时候，那一个时候是最危险的时候。
When you gain victory, that's the most dangerous time.
那是人最容易在那里为自己制造破口的时候。
At that time, it's very easy for men to open up a crack for him.
也许我们骄傲起来了。
One becomes proud.
也许我们自满起来了。
Or maybe we are self-satisfied.
也许我们感觉我们已经到了峰顶了。
Or we feel that we have come to the summit.
不管是怎么的一个想法在我们的里头出现，
No matter what thought takes place in us,
这个就是一个破口。
And this is an opening.
撒旦就在这里重新给我们一个新的征战。
Satan gives us a new warfare.
弟兄姊妹记得我们的主受试探的时候有一共有几次？
How many times was our Lord tempted?
一共是三次
，three times，
一次接上一次，又接上一次
，one after another。
那如果我们的主在头一次得胜以后，他不警醒
，if our Lord after his first overcoming victory, he was not alert，
那接上来的那个试探他就倒了
，and the temptation which come afterward, he would fall。
而假如第二个还能站住。但是不警醒的话，那第三个试探来的时候还是要倒。
If he could still stand firm after the second time temptation, and the first time he could also fall if he's not alert.
但感谢神，他是我们的主，他时刻都是那么注定。
But thank the Lord that the Lord is our Lord and He is always alert and awake.
在他受试探的那一个过程的里边，提示了我们一些事。
In the process of his temptation, that tells us,
就是成就了一切还要站立的稳。
That he has, haven't done everything, he has done everything, and he's still standing firm.
那我们看到，就是在我们的主受完三次试探以后
，After the Lord has been tempted three times,
路加福音的记载是这样说
，The Gospel of Luke tells us,
撒旦用完了各样的试探。
Satan has used up all his temptations.
就暂时的离开耶稣。
And he left Jesus temporarily.
那个暂时的离开这几个字真是有意思。
And he left him temporarily is meaningful.
那不是很清楚的告诉我们属灵的征战是不会有停止的一天吗？
Doesn't it tell us that spiritual warfare does not have a day when it ends?
今天你得胜了
Today you are victorious
但是今天晚上仇敌又会再来
But tonight the enemy will come back
你今天晚上也得胜了
And if you gain victory tonight
明天清早他又来
Next morning he will come back
那因此我们在神面前实在需要主给我们看见这样的事情
So before God we must see what God lets one of the things.
一次的得胜要带来更大的增长。
Your one-time victory will bring even more greater warfare.
但是我们还要再多看见一点。
And we must stay on this point a little longer.
就算有更大的增长接踵而来
，even if greater warfare comes your way，
但是我们必须看见，我们一直是站在。得胜的地位上
But we must see that we are always standing on the place of victory
我们不必惧怕前面要来的更大的征战
We do not need to fear no matter how fierce the warfare will get
因为再大的征战都不能改变我们在基督里的那个得胜的地位
Because even greater warfare would not change our place of victory before God
正如在这里我们看到扫罗不管制造多少难处给大卫，
so we see that no matter how much difficulty Saul gave to David
都不能改变大卫已经在神面前受膏的这一个事实。
He cannot change the fact that David was already anointed，
也不能消灭神立大卫做王的这样的一个定论。
And he cannot destroy the will that God has in making David the king。
我们感谢上帝。
We thank and praise God。
所以从大卫又得胜回来的时候，扫罗又起恶心要杀他了。
So when David gained another victory and came home, Saul was again having his evil thoughts toward him。
我们感觉我们的主在大卫身上的那个带领真是有意思。
We feel that the guidance of God for David has meaningful。
大卫在神面前学的功课也实在是学得很到家。
And the lessons that David learned before God is indeed。
因为当那个恶魔
complete，
那个恶魔来到扫罗那的时候。
When the evil spirit came upon Saul，
拜作许多战功的大卫仍然伏在他的底下给他弹琴。
David, who has many merits to him, was still playing the harp in front of Saul。
这真难得。
And this is really hard to come by。
已经给高利的王，
One who's anointed to become the king，
又带着这许多的战功，
and he received so many merits from his war。
但是扫罗有难处的时候，他仍旧在那里服侍扫罗。
But when Saul had problems, he was still there serving Saul。
那扫罗这样来对待大卫不是第一次。
The way that Saul treated David wasn't like that wasn't the first time。
他又拿枪要把大卫刺透。
He wanted to use his spear to pin David。
但是感谢神。
But thank God。
跟上一次一样。
Just like the last time。
枪是在大卫的，枪是在扫罗的手里。
The spear was in Saul's hand。
枪头却是给神按的，神的手按着。
But the tip of the spear was in God's hand。
太好了。
God pressed on it, upon it。
那说他可以刺出去。
So he could go for the spear。
但是神却把那个枪头移歪了一点。
But God moved the tip away。
So他刺不到大卫。
Therefore, Saul cannot pin David down。
我们感谢神。
And we thank God。
神的时候没有到。
God's time has not come yet。
谁都不能给大卫一点难处。
And no one could give David any problems。
可以给大卫难处，但不能伤害大卫。
Sorry, people can give David problems, but they cannot harm David。
但是从这一刻开始，
From this point on，
扫罗就定义一定要杀大卫。
And Saul was set his mind on killing David。
好，我们也真看到这样的一件事。
And we truly see this thing。
从这个时候开始，
From this time on，
扫罗不仅是要杀大卫，
Not only Saul wants to kill David。
从这现在开始，
time,
大卫就成了扫罗所追赶的人。
David becomes one who's being pursued by Saul。
因为在那一个晚上大卫就要逃亡了。
Because that night David was to escape, to flee and escape。
扫罗就来追赶他了。
And Saul was pursuing after him。
一直追赶他，追赶到扫罗死，这个追赶才停止。
Until the time when Saul died, that his pursuit would end。
但是我不能不和弟兄姊妹先提起。
But I cannot but point out this to brothers and sisters。
大卫有一个特点。
David has a special characteristic。
那是神在他身上的造就。
And that is the edification that God has
在他没有坐上宝座以前，他是给追赶的。
He sat on the throne, he was being pursued。
他坐上了宝座以后，他还是给追赶的。
After he sat on the throne, he was still being pursued.
坐上宝座以前是给扫罗追的。
Before he sat on the throne, he was pursued by Saul.
坐上宝座以后是给他儿子亚沙龙追的。
After he sat on the throne, he was being pursued by his son Absalom.
所以在他一生的里边，他给追赶是一个，是他一生当中这个很特别的地方。
In David's lifetime, his being pursued was a very special characteristic.
但是我们不能不要看准。
But we cannot but see it clearly or to see it as a matter of fact.
大卫是神说他是合他心意的人。
God said David was one who's after his heart.
那大卫真的是 在神宣告他是合他心意的时候，就很合神的心意吗？
So if David, after God's heart, after at the time when God proclaimed him as one who's after his heart,
一点都不，
that's not the case.
我们能从大卫的一生里面找出他许许多多的软弱和失败。
In his lifetime, we can find many weaknesses and failures.
但是神说他是合神心意的人。
But God said that he's one who's after his heart.
他怎么合神心意呢？
So how is he after God's
heart? 在什么地方合神心意呢？
In what place was he after God's
heart? 我们从前提过，他随时随刻都在神的光中悔改，这是其中的一样。
We mentioned before that he was ready to repent before God from his failings.
他不像扫罗，死不悔改。
He wasn't like Saul, who even at his death would not repent.
但是这个只是消极的那一面。
But this is only the passive side.
积极的那一面呢？
The active side.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫在什么时候合神的心意？
When was David after God's heart?
当他起意建造圣殿的时候。
That is the time when he set his mind upon building a temple for God. That comes afterwards.
从他有这样的一个心意的时候，他就靠近了在自己的那一方面和神的心意。
When he had this thought, that was the time he began actively seeking after the heart of God.
但是怎么能叫这样的一个带着许多软弱的人能成为合神心意的人？
But how can one who has many failures with him be able to live under the heart of God?
我们就看见神的手在他身上。
We can see the hand of God in him.
所以他就成为一个被追赶的人。
Therefore we see that he is one being pursued by others.
如果是我们从外面看，是扫罗追赶他，是亚沙龙追赶他。
If we just look at it from the outside, that he is pursued by Saul and by Absalom.
但你看到里面去的时候，是神在那里追赶他。
When you look deeper inside, you can see that God is the one who's pursuing him.
因为在神追赶的时候，就显露他的许多的缺陷出来。
Because when God pursued after him, it revealed his many shortcomings and failures.
然后照着他，不住的在神的光中的回转回改。
And through his repentance before God continually,
他就慢慢的给神一点一点的剥掉了。
Gradually, his own self was taken bits and parts.
每次给神剥掉一点点。
Each time that he lose a little bit of himself before God,
他就让出位置来，让神自己补进去。
And he would take his place off and let God take that place.
那是在大卫的一生的里边，我们就看见他是在神的追赶的当中。 来成熟的。
And so in David's lifetime we see that under God's pursuit he learned to grow before the Lord.
所以当我们看见大卫一再给人追赶的时候，我们里面要看准。
So when we see that David again was pursued by others, we must have this clear understanding.
不是人在追赶大卫。
Not that man is pursuing after David.
是神在追赶大卫。
It is rather God who is pursuing
after David. 那现在我们就看见，看看这个追赶是怎么开始。
And so we see where does this pursuit begin.
大卫躲开了扫罗的那个刺伤以后。
And after David escaped from the spear of Saul,
那个晚上大卫就逃跑。
On that night, David fled before fled.
当大卫回到家里的时候
，When David returned to his house,
他妻子米迦就告诉他说
，His wife Michal told him,
你今天晚上，你现在马上就要走。
You must leave right away.
你要不走的话，你一定给我夫妻杀的。
If he did not leave, you would surely be put to death by my father.
大卫大概也还不知道这样的危险。
David might not have known he's in so much danger.
但是米迦发觉了。
But Michal discovered it.
也许他在窗户里面一看，外面已经布满了一些扫罗派来的人。
Maybe from the window he could saw that there are men who were sent by Saul who's coming to get David.
为什么扫罗要这样做呢？
Why did Saul do such a thing?
除了一个原因以外
，other than one reason，
扫罗不会这样做。
Saul would not have done this.
那个原因就是要杀大卫。
And that reason was to kill David.
那这是给，大概是给米迦看到了。
And Michal saw that.
怎么屋前屋后都有人
？Why is it that the front and the back of the house？
所以他里面就警觉起来，就告诉大卫说。你今天晚上非走不可。
And therefore she was alert on the inside and she told David to leave.
你今天晚上不走，明天你就没有命。
If you do not escape tonight, then tomorrow you will not have life anymore.
那结果米迦就把他从窗户那里拽下去。
So therefore, David was lowered down from the window.
那他就走掉了。
And therefore he escaped.
那么到米迦是担心明天。天亮了，扫罗就来抓人。
Michal was afraid that on tomorrow that Saul would bring his men to get hold of David.
但是扫罗却等不及了。
But Saul couldn't wait.
所以他先派人在那里看着大卫家的门口。
Therefore, Saul had already sent people there to at the front of David's house.
但是想想，还是越快除掉大卫越好。
But they thought that the sooner that they get rid of David, the better it will be.
那结果连谁就派人去抓大卫。
And Saul sent even more messengers to get hold of David.
人家说大卫不舒服，睡在堂上，病了。
And the messenger said, you said that David is sick and he's lying on his bed.
扫罗就说，我管他病不病，连床都把他抬过来。
But Saul said, doesn't matter if he's sick or not.You bring him on his bed.
你晓得当时扫罗的心里面恨大卫恨到一个什么的程度
？You see that the hatred Saul had toward David, the degree of his hatred.
把他连床都抬过来，我要杀他。
Even bring David on his bed that he may put him to death.
结果后来那些人一看，原来就是大卫。是假装的一个人睡在那里。
So when Saul's messengers came and looked at in the bed, they found that it wasn't David, it was something else.
那么结果扫罗就对他女儿说
，And Saul said to his daughter,
就说你为什么欺哄我
？Why have you deceived me?
放我的仇敌逃走呢
？And let my enemy go.
我们留意这个事情。
And let us take note of this thing.
大卫从来对扫罗没有敌意。
David has never ill intent towards Saul.
但是扫罗从里面就肯定了，这个是我的仇敌。
But Saul from the beginning has already confirmed that David was his enemy.
但是这个人怎么会成为我的仇敌？
How could this person become my enemy?
他是一个什么样的人呢？
And what kind of person is he like?
从外面来看，好像是。他功劳太大，威胁了他。
On the outward, it's because he has so many merits to him that he is a threat to Saul.
但是我们看背后的原因。
We look on what's on behind it.
扫罗大概不知道。
Saul may not know.
但是附在他身上的恶魔知道。
But the evil spirit that is upon him knew.
这是神的受膏者。
This is God's anointed one.
你除掉他。
If you get rid of him,
撒旦就能打断神工作的那一条线。
And Satan can just disrupt the work of God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你看到当扫罗在这是这样的说出他要杀大卫，因为大卫是他的仇敌。
So when Saul said clearly that he wants to kill David because he's his enemy,
那就说出了扫罗当时是站在一个什么的位置上。
It tells us what position Saul was standing upon.
他对付的是神所选召的人。
What he's dealing with is the one who's been chosen by God.
他要杀掉的那个是神在他永远的旨意的里边要带进神的国度的预表的人。
The one who he wants to kill is the very one that God in his eternal purpose and his will wants to bring in his wants to bring in his kingdom.
那很显然扫罗是站在撒旦的那里面。
Clearly we see that Saul was standing on the side of Satan.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看这一个事情的时候，我们不得不留心一件事。
When we look at this incident, we cannot but look, take note.
我们才能体会到罗马书第八章上面所说的那个话。
And we could see from what Romans chapter 8tells us.
体贴肉体的就是死。
One who is of the flesh is death.
体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
One is mindful of the spirit is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体就是与神为仇。
One who is mindful on the flesh is the enemy of God.
因为肉体不能服神的律法。
Because the flesh cannot submit to God's law.
也是不啊。不服神的律法，也是不能服神的律法。
And it cannot submit, and it can never submit to the law.
而就是他不会接受神的权柄，也不甘心接受神的权柄。
And it would not receive the authority of God, and it's not willing to receive the authority of God.
那就是我们从罗马书八章那里看到这样的一个属灵的原则。
In Romans chapter 8, we see this principle in spiritual principle.
也是一个属灵的事实。
And this is also a spiritual fact.
那我们就不能不在神面前很深的给提醒了。
And before God, we are once again reminded.
有些时候我们以为说体贴肉体只不过是我软弱的。
And we feel that when our mind is set on the flesh, because we are weak.
但是那里很清楚告诉我们说，体贴肉体就是以神为仇。
But it clearly tells us that mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God.
我们看扫罗的这个事，我们就看得很更清楚。
When we see the matter of Saul, we can see clearly.
他要杀大卫。
He wants to kill David.
杀大卫好像是他个人的一些定义。
Killing David was seemed like his will, Saul's own will.
但事实上，他这一个定义。乃是在那里对付神。
But his own determination, his own will, was there to deal with, was dealing with God.
他站在神的对头的那一边。
He was standing on the side that's opposite God himself.
那么我们看，回过头来看，大卫逃走。
And when we come back to look, we see that David fled in a
cave. 你叫他跑到什么地方去？
So where could he go?
整个以色列都是扫罗所管辖的范围。
The whole Israel was controlled by Saul at that time.
他想只好跑到撒母耳那。
And he thought that only place he could go was to Samuel.
大概扫罗还要给几分面子给撒母耳。
And Saul was still to look up to Samuel.
也许大卫这样想。
Maybe David thought like that.
那所以他真的跑到撒母耳那去了。
Therefore he fled to Samuel.
但是你看到一个体贴肉体到了与神为敌这个地步的人。
But one whose mind is set on the flesh and is an enemy,
他连 撒母耳也没有放在眼里。
And even a person like Samuel, he did not put him in his, did not treat him, highly.
有人告诉扫罗说，大卫在撒母耳呢。
Someone told Saul that David went to Samuel.
他就马上派人到撒母耳那边去要人。
And Saul again sent messengers to Samuel to try to, get hold of David.
那这个事情有点不好办了。
And this matter is something that's not easy to take care of.
这个是政权的首领。
Now he's a person who's governing over all.
他有的是兵丁。
And what he has is the army.
他有的是权力。
And what he has is power.
那现在他要到撒母耳那里去抓大卫。
And now he wants to come to Samuel to grab hold of David.
那撒母耳凭什么来保护大卫？
By what can Samuel protect David?
我们没有看见撒母耳行过什么大神迹。
And we did not see Samuel, manifesting any great miracle.
神没有用撒母耳行过一个神迹。
And they, God did not use Samuel.To perform any miracle.
神只是用撒母耳替神说话。
God only used Samuel to speak for him.
那么现在大扫罗要来给他找麻烦。
Now Saul wants to bring trouble upon Samuel.
那撒母耳要用什么方法来应付扫罗？
What method should Samuel use to deal with?
你要再说话、
if he used this speech
扫罗也不要听
Saul would not want to listen
他就是要大卫
and all he wants was David
按人来看撒母耳一点办法都不能保护大卫
from that point of view there's nothing that Samuel could do to protect David
但是人不能给大卫保护神仍然是大卫的保护
When man cannot be protective to David God was there to extend his hand out to David
我们看见神亲自在这里用他的方法来保护大卫
We see that at this point God used his own way to protect David
我们阅读大卫的经历
The more we read about David's experience
我们越能懂得大卫在诗篇上一而再再而三三而四的在那里说神啊你是我的盾牌你是我的高台、
We see that David once and again in Psalm wrote that God is his shield and his stronghold
又是我的拯救又是我的保护
And his salvation is also his protection
我们才能领会大卫为什么那样多的次数提到神是他的盾牌神是他的高台
And why we take note that why David so many times mentioned that God is his shield and God is his high place
大卫在那时候是神是叫我站立得稳的
David said that God established him and made him stand firm
大卫能说出神站在我那一边人能把我怎么样呢
David said that when God's on my side what can other people do to me
因为这些都是从经历里面出来的话
and these words come from his own experience
在经历里面经历到了神的自己
from his experience he experienced God
不是在经历里头只是在那里尝到恩典
and not if it's not experience he could taste of the grace of God
根本是在经历的里面遇见那一位赐恩典的主
but in his experience he could come upon the Lord to give grace to him
所以他发表出来的不是恩典的本身
so what he revealed was not grace itself
乃是赐恩的主的自己
but it's the God who gives grace
我们感谢赞美神
thank and praise God
因为在大卫的经历的里面
In David's experience,
给我们有一个非常宝贝的启 启发。
He gave us a very precious starting point. Very precious help that comes from him.
我们看平常许多称为神儿女们在做见证。
Those who are children of God when they give testimony.
那当然好，做见证总比不做见证好。
And that's good, because giving testimony is better than not giving testimony.
但是太多神的儿女做见证的时候，一直是做他怎么蒙恩。
But too many people, when they make the testimony, they centered upon how they were being blessed.
当然这也是一个好事。
But that's also good.
但是用中文我们看在神面前的学习，如果只有那么一点点，那实在是太低了。
If that's only the part that we learn before God, just that little part, then we are still quite pitiful.
我们看大卫，他经历许多的恩典。
When we look at David, he experienced so many grace.
但是每次他经历恩典的时候，他并没有看恩典是太大的一件事。
Each time he received grace, he did not look at that grace as too highly.
不是他轻视恩典，
and not that he despised grace,
而是他有一个更重的体会在他的心里。
But he has even a heavier insight inside of him.
因为他所留意的乃是那一位显明恩典的主的自己。
Because what he took hold of is the one who gives the grace, that's the Lord himself.
他借着恩典认识了这一位主。
Through the grace of the Lord, he acknowledged, learned about God.
很明确地知道这一位主和他的关系。
Very clearly we see the relationship between God and David.
很知道这一位主他的所事是什么。
And he clearly saw who God is.
弟兄姊妹，这是太宝贝了。
And this is indeed very precious.
主如果给我们多看到一点的话，
If the Lord let us see even more,
我们就晓得人在神面前的难处乃是在人不够承认神该得的地位。
We see that the difficulties that man have before God is that man does not confess the true place that God has in him.
就等你留意的话，你会发觉在我们中间有位年老的弟兄。
If you take note, there's an elder brother that's amongst us.
他常常在擘饼的时候这样祷告。
And he always prayed in the bread breaking.
神啊，你什么都不缺。
And he prayed, God, there's nothing that you lack.
你就是缺了那些称为你名下的人给你的赞美。
What you lack is the praise that comes from those who belong to you under your name.
这是很清很准确。
But this is very correct.
人在神面前的难处就是没有承认神的所赐。
The difficulty that man has before God is he does not confess who God is.
我们都喜欢谈说神的所作。
And we are very delighted in speaking about what God did.
因为神的所作在我们身上显出来就是恩典嘛。
But because what is great when God's work is revealed in us.
但是我们很少去体会神的所赐。
But seldomly do we look at truly who God is.
本来神是借着他的所作来领我们去认识他的所赐。
And it was God's plan that from what he did upon us, for us to lead us to know who he is.
但是我们常常就是停在神的所做的里面，就不再往前去进入主的所赐。
But frequently we just stop upon the point what God did upon us, and we do not go further to look at who God truly is.
所以我们在神的面前少有赞美。
Therefore, we do not have enough praise before God.
就算有些时候有一些赞美的话语，
even though we have some words of praise,
但是却还是摸不到那个赞美的实际。
But it cannot touch upon the reality of praise.
因为对神的所事认识的太稀少。
Because we indeed know too little about who God truly is.
赞美要赞美的好，赞美的高。
When we praise, we need to praise in a high, high and good way.
一定先要对神的所事有很明确的、很丰富的认识。
We must first have a very accurate knowledge of God's own deity.
我们为什么读诗篇读的，特别是大卫的那个诗篇，很叫我们里面发生共鸣。
So when we read the Psalm of David, why is it that we inside of us we have an echo that we agree with David?
原因就是大卫一直在经历里边认识了神的自己，然后就发表在他的诗篇那里。
The reason is that David in his experience truly come across the Lord, and in his psalm he wrote his feelings out.
那现在他来到一个愿意保护他，但是又没有办法保护他的人那里。
So now he comes to a person who's willing to protect him, but has no way to protect him.
那他怎么得保护？
So how can he be protected?
我们一点都没有想到神竟然会用这样的一个作为来一面保护大卫，一面去羞辱扫罗。
And we can never imagine that God would use such a method to protect against David on one hand and to shame Saul on the other hand.
那么当那些人到拿约那一边去要抓大卫的时候，
and when the messengers came to take David at Nob,
那个时候呢正好有一批先知在那里受感说话，
and at that time there was company of the prophets prophesying.
那撒母耳就在那里管理着他们，
and Samuel was standing presiding over them at that time.
这里头很有意思，
it's very meaningful here.
这一批先知我们不知道究竟是什么样的先知，
we do not know what this company of prophets were.
也许就是一般人所说旧约里面有先知学校里头的一些学生，
or maybe like people in the Old Testament would say that this is the prophet from the school of the prophets.
因为我们看到列王记的时候，我们看到以利亚的时候有很多先知的门徒，以利沙也有很多先知的门徒，那么就是先知的门徒，说清楚一点是先知的学徒，那就是在那里学着做先知的。
When we come to the book of the Kings, we saw like people like Elijah and Elijah, that how they have disciples of the prophets and how they were learning under them.
那撒母耳那个时候也有一批这样的先知在学着做先知。
So Samuel had this group of prophets that were like an apprentice before him.
那撒母耳就在那里看着他们去操练。
Therefore Samuel was presiding over them to look over them.
但是很有意思，
but very meaningful here.
我们中文圣经把它翻成受感说话，
in the Chinese Bible it tells us
受感说话一听百目不一听
by being moved that they speak.
但是在原来的意思不是就是说受感说话，
but in the original text it's not that they after being moved that they spoke.
追求灵恩的人他们就说了，他们在这里又说方言了。
The charismatic would say that they are speaking tongues.
但是这里不是说方言，
but here is not talking about speaking in tongues.
用新约的话来说，他们是在做先知讲道。
In New Testament terms they are preaching, the prophet's preaching.
他们在那里学习接受神的灵的感动来做先知讲道。
under the moving of the Spirit of God that they were learning to speak prophet.
那我们也晓得
and we know
在旧约的时候圣灵的工作和在新约的时候的圣灵的工作不一样。
The work of the Spirit in the Old Testament is different than the work of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
旧约圣灵在人身上的工作是短暂的。
The work of the Spirit in the Old Testament was temporal.
随时神可以把圣灵拿去的。
That God can take away the Spirit anytime.
那在新约的里面，圣灵是住在我们里面，一直到我们见主的时候的。
In the New Testament, the Spirit abides in us until we see the Lord.
所以呢，在新约的里头，人，圣灵和人是连接在一起。
So in the New Testament, the Spirit and the man is connected together.
在旧约的日子，人和圣灵不是连接在一起。
But in the Old Testament,The spirit and man are not connected.
那所以当他们在那里学习，在受灵的引领去说话的时候，撒母耳就要看着他们。
So therefore, when they were speaking under the moving of the spirit, Samuel was presiding over them.
啊，其中有一个原因，很可能的就是当圣灵在那里做工的时候，蛇灵的那个探长也就会在那里侵入。
And that's when God works, that the Spirit will be among the people. The evil. When the Spirit works, the evil spirit also works. So Samuel was presiding over
that.
And so that nothing wrong could come about. Therefore, the company of people.
很有意思的一件事。
A very meaningful thing.
那些人啊，一到了那里的时候，他们不是先知。
When that company came, they were not prophets.
他们也不敢说话了。
When the people came, they were not prophets, but they were moved and they prophesied.
他们最近在说什么呢
？And what were they saying？
我还不知道。
We do not know。
反正他们一直在那里说话，没办法停下来。他们要抓人也抓不到，也就没办法抓人。
So we know that they cannot stop from prophesying, and they have no chance to get hold of the person that they come for。
他们知道这个事情，又打发第二批人去。
After Saul learned about this, he sent another group of people.
第二批人到那里呢，又是同一个情况。
And when the messengers from Saul came, same happened to them.
第三次派人去还是这样。
The third time that Saul sent messengers, the same thing happened.
那么结果呢？后来扫罗自己去。
So lastly, Saul went there himself.
这真有意思。
This is very meaningful.
扫罗去的时候还没有到，他就讲话了。
Before Saul reached his destination, he began to prophesy.
他一面走着一面说。
And while he was walking, he was prophesying.
究竟说什么呢？
What was he saying?
圣经也没有记载。
The Bible did not record it for us.
我推想。
But I could hypothesize.
如果照着字面所说的，他是的。所受的感动是从神的灵那里来的。
It's from the surface of the word we see that the spirit is from God.
那很可能他们在那里所说的话就是这样。
It's very likely that what they said at that time was this.
扫罗，你不能杀大卫，杀大卫是不应该。
Saul, you cannot kill David because killing David is not right.
那他就一直在那里对自己说了，杀大卫不应该，杀大卫不应该。
Therefore, he said to himself continually that killing David was not right.
不仅是他这样说，他看了开头所打发去的三批人都是在这里。扫罗叫我们抓大卫，但是不能抓大卫，大卫不应该被抓。
But not only him, but he saw the three bands of people that he sent before him.That they were all prophesying the same thing that they cannot kill David.
当然这个是我的推想。
But this is only my guess.
但是我想很可能是这样。
But I feel that very likely is this.
都他们一直在那里说这是说什么呢？
They were prophesying all along. What were they prophesying?
他们虽然说着说先知讲道，但是绝对不是新约的先知讲道。
And they were, they were saying that it's prophesying, but I'm sure it's not prophesying like the New Testament prophets.
因为那个时候, 神的真理还没有完, 显明出来。
Because at that time the truth of God was not revealed.
比如说他们说旧约的先知的那些话,
and if they were speaking the words of the Old Testament prophets,
那旧约的先知就是责备神的百姓偏离神了。
The Old Testament prophets, what they were doing was to rebuke God's people from falling away from God. And what they did at that time was to go astray from God.
所以神的灵就让他们自己在那里责备自己。
Therefore, the Spirit of God let them rebuke themselves.
那当然这个是我们从字面上看, 他们所受的感动是从神的灵来。
And from the words we can say that they were moved by the Spirit of God.
但是若是他们所受叫他们受感的那个灵啊是出于邪灵的掺杂的话呢,
but if the spirit that moved them was from the evil one,
那这个问题就更是糟糕,
this problem would this matter would become even worse.
神让他们给别的灵压制住了,
and God let them to be captivated by another spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到, 扫罗一直在那里讲预言，讲了整个晚上。
In Genesis, we saw that Saul was prophesying there all night.
讲到一个地步,
to a point,
连衣服都脱光了,
he stripped his clothes off,
肉体的睡了一个晚上,
and he lay naked all that night.
弟兄姊妹们, 这我们就看到, 圣灵不做这样的事情。
Here we see that the Spirit would not do such a thing.
那因此你就看到, 扫罗的那个时候, 完全是在那个恶魔的那个辖制的底下。
We see that Saul at that time was oppressed by the evil spirit.
神允许他这样,
and God allowed him to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
God permitted him to be like that.
大卫也不在,
and David was not
around, 没人给他弹琴去赶鬼,
and he wasn't there playing the harp.
他只好就是整个晚上都在那个邪鬼的那个压制的底下。
So the whole night Saul was oppressed by the evil spirit.
肉体的睡了一个晚上,
he was naked all that night.
这是神给他的羞辱。
This is the shame that God gave to him.
肉体睡的羞辱,
his nakedness was a shame upon him.
这是拒绝神接受神的圣灵的 管理的那样的一个结果,
it's the result of his rejection of the guidance of the Spirit.
因此, 在以色列中间就有了这样的一句话,
and therefore among the Israelites there is this saying,
扫罗也列在先知当中啊,
is Saul also among the prophets?
扫罗你说预言啊,
can Saul also prophesy?
扫罗你学着先知说话,
and Saul learned, is learning to be like a prophet.
就是你看这句话的那个语气,
look at the tone of these words.
是承认扫罗是先知还是拒绝接受扫罗是先知?
Are they admitting that Saul is a prophet, or are they rejecting Saul being a prophet?
没有一点接受他是先知的成分在里。
So I see that there is a content that they were rejecting Saul being a prophet.
很显明的看到扫罗到了这样的一个光景,
and clearly we see that Saul has come to a
point.
God has already rejected him.
人也不能接受他,
and man cannot receive him or accept him.
那弟兄姊妹, 体贴肉体的结果就是这样。
Versus, if the mind is set on the flesh, your result will be like that.
体贴自己的时候, 可以满足自己。
When your mind is set on yourself, you can please yourself.
但是当他在满足自己的时候
，But when you are satisfying yourself,
他也引来极大的羞辱。
Just like Saul, when he was pleasing himself, he brought to himself many shame.
这就是体贴肉体的结果。
This is the result of his mind is set on the flesh.
那在扫罗的身上
，So in the person of Saul,
我们真看见。
And we should take note.
一个人在起初出了难处的时候不肯悔改。
A person who, when he in the beginning faced trouble and would not want to repent,
那结果那个难处就越过越厉害。
And his difficulty will get even more and more greater.
那个堕落的程度也越来越深。
And he's been fallen with that degree would even go deeper.
到了这样的一个地步
and at this place,
我们隐隐的看见神完全的弃绝他。
We could see that God completely rejected him.
神让他毫无保留的受了羞辱。
And God permitted him to, without any reservation, to be shamed.
虽然他还坐在王的宝座上
even though he was still sitting on the throne of the king
但是这个宝座是虚假的
but this throne is false
没有神的同在
because God's presence is not with him
我们从扫罗的身上我们求主给我们看到在属灵的追求上面的人常常会出的毛病
From the person of Saul may God let us see some of the problems which come from our spiritual pursuit
叫我们也得一点的警觉
so that we could get some the alert about it
当转过来看大卫的时候
When we turn and look at David
我们感谢神
And we thank God.
他一直是在被追赶，但是他也一直是在受保护。
All along he was being pursued, but all along he was also being protected.
他一直是在被追赶的底下，很不容易过来。
Under his pursuit, it was not an easy thing for him.
但是每一次的追赶，都成了他生命的造就。
Each pursuit becomes an edification in his life.
那我们唱一首诗歌，里边所说的，那你把大卫的那个经历套上去，正好。
A hymn that we sing, if you put the experience of David into that hymn, then it becomes very good.
弟兄姊妹也知道我是指哪一首。
And brothers just know which hymn I'm talking about.
你若不压橄榄藤扎。它就不能变成油。
All those that know no pressure cannot become oil.
你若不投葡萄入榨，它就不能变成酒。
And if you cannot crush the grapes, it cannot become wine.
主啊，我这人是否也要？
Lord, am I one who would need to be like
受你许可的沧桑？
To receive wounding from you.
副歌就说每次的打击
and the refrain tells us that each time that God lays his hand upon us, every strike that God has upon us,
都是真利益
is true benefit.
如果你所收取的东西
If the things that you have picked back
你以自己来代替
And you let yourself take its place
我们感谢
If you place by yourself
神守的诗歌
the Lord,
你套在大卫的身上更合适
If you put this hymn upon David's experience it's very appropriate
放在我们身上也一样的合适
If you put it in our place is also very appropriate.
我今天晚上不再看大卫。
Tonight, we'll not look at David again.
但是我们看见大卫的路在神面前是这样的。
So we know that the path that David walked before God was like this.
神借着每一次的打击来造成大卫。
From each strike that God had upon him, God was building up David.
叫他成为合神心意的。
So that he can be one who's after God's heart.
我想今天晚上我们的交通就停在这儿。
Tonight our sharing will stop here.
我们请一两位弟兄和姊妹带我们有一点祷告。